There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kessler is around. The Navy is planning to make some changes, and most of the changes affect women who are in the Navy. In the Navy. Who did that? YMCA. No, I always do that.
Village people.
Village people do that, right? Okay. So the Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, I always wonder why they call them secretaries. Are they sitting down and taking notes? Why are they Secretary of State, Secretary of the Navy? Anyway, Mr. Mabus says that we need to change things. So there is a far-reaching group of initiatives and policy changes aimed at improving quality of life and careers for sailors and Marines. Some of the initiatives aimed at retaining women include doubling paid maternity leave to 12 weeks.
Nice.
Longer child care hours. Updated co-location policy for dual military couples. Does that mean military couples that are having duels? What does that mean? And opportunities like the career intermission program, which allows sailors to take time off to pursue educational or other personal goals. But most of them are aimed at women. So we're beyond the argument that women belong in the service. They want to be in the service, ought to be in the service. I'm going to, Kenny, you're going to quickly see what I'm doing here. I would like to turn this, not around, but turn my attention to careers for women in general. There has been a lot of discussion, as well there ought to be, about pay parity for women. I don't even understand how it is that women, what outrageous thinking goes into anybody who hires a woman and doesn't pay a woman the same thing that a man gets paid just because he's got a little extra appendage, that means he gets paid more? I don't think so, but that's the way it works. So I have been asking this question, and I haven't yet gotten an answer to it. Perhaps my staff is not paying as close attention to me as they ought to be. When it comes to Amtrak engineers, people who are running the trains, I am looking to see or find out if there are any women who are engineers. Do we know of any women? Anyway, can we find that in our research, that there are actually women who, I know there are women who work in trains as conductors and ticket takers and stuff, but is there any evidence of a woman being in charge of a train? Women pilots, women bus drivers, are there women engineers? Simple, straightforward question. I would like my staff to give me an answer to that question at some point during the day. Okay?
Okay. We're on it.
All right. Now, let's, Molly, you have the information on the Republicans banning late-term abortion, the bill once again going. How many times has this been through? This is kind of like voting on Obamacare, isn't it, Kenny? This abortion bill or these abortion bills go here, there, and everywhere, but they never make it
over and over and
to
over.
The end of the track because there's always somebody who's going to kill it or it will be vetoed at the end of the line, which would be the case with this. Even though there's a side of me that agrees with this.
What sign's that?
I'm not a fan of abortion. But I don't
think anybody's a fan of it.
Well, using it as a birth control method. But men tend to be pronounced on this, and they have no credibility because they're not going to happen to them.
Right.
I've always said that if I were involved with someone who wanted to have an abortion, I hope that I would be involved in the discussion because I would try to talk the person out of it and bring the child into the world and then have her or him adopted. But that's just me. I think that there are so many people who want to stick their nose into so many things that are none of their affair, none of their business. In this case, this bill, which bans late-term abortions, I think it's appropriate. But
starting with the 20th week.
I don't know. You know, here's what happened to me. When my daughter got pregnant, and I saw her within a few weeks of the first germination period, when the cells, there's two cells, then there's four, then there's eight, then there's 16, and the first pictures I saw of what was going on in her body, the ultrasounds, made me think differently about all of this stuff. And I never looked at it the way that I looked at it, because you could actually see stuff going on. There's life there. And so it's stressful to think about the way that whole thing comes about. But I just find it, in terms of legislation and making it legal, and it's become such a political football, this is one of those things that needs and requires education. That's what, and the education I got by looking at my daughter's ultrasound was what convinced me more that life begins a lot earlier than many people would think it does, or admit to it, or want to agree to it. Hey, listen, I don't want to talk you into anything. You buy your own ice cream because you love that flavor. It works for you. I don't like coffee ice cream. A lot of people do. They buy it. I don't buy the argument that life starts at X point and not at Y point. I think that life is there. It's just there. But then the responsibility, see, the whole thing goes back to the irresponsibility of the people who are too lazy or inconsiderate to think about what the ramifications are of the actions that they're involved in. So do something to prevent the woman from getting pregnant.
Well,
is that too much to ask?
There's so much gray area in this debate. There's so much. When does life begin? When is it okay to have an abortion? When is it not?
It is okay to have an abortion, but that's me. That's
okay,
me.
But what if there's rape? What if there's incest?
Okay, listen. I said this is that's what counseling is all about. And if you choose that you want to do that, that's your choice. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. It's none of my business. Any more than it's any of your business to tell somebody else what to do.
You brought it up.
It's your no. I'm saying not. I'm saying in the collective, because if you had a situation where you were contemplating it and you asked me, "What do you think I should do?" I would tell you what I thought, but it's up to you to make the decision. It's not my decision. Because not my body.
That's why I'm amazed by the politicians and the people who are all for personal freedoms, personal rights. I can own a gun if I want to. I can do what I want. You know, get government out of my backyard. Get government out of my bedroom. But they're going to tell you whether you can have an abortion.
No, it's none of your business either. All right, so here, listen to this. I'm going from the ridiculous to the sublime. The story of Jay and Kateri Schwant. Jay and Kateri have 12 children.
I was hoping you were going to say cats.
They have 12 children, and they are all boys. She has delivered her 13th son. Knew the boy's sex ahead of time. The other way around. They didn't know before the baby was born. They never knew what the sex of their babies were before they were born. And so they had their 13th son. How'd you like to have 13 children or 13 boys?
That's a litter.
But 13 of...
It's a baseball team.
It's an interesting story. But it's complete. This is me. Again, back to the abortion and all of these other things that are not, I would not choose this. And I think it is irresponsible to choose to have 13 children.
Why? Because the world's overpopulated?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There are too many people. We can't take care of who's here. Completely irresponsible. But that's me. And you could say to me, well, Doug, it's none of your business. And you are right. It is none of my business. Until it affects what I do with my life, and then you look around the population, we're talking about accidents on the roadways and all these other things that come about as a result of having too many people here, in part. It's just one of those things. And so we have two items that sort of follow the same path here. What to do about abortions, whatever you do, it's an individual decision made because you are educated in making the decision. And then how many children do you want to have? That's an educated decision. If you can take care of them well and do your own thing, then it is my business. I will tell you what I think. If you ask me, these people don't know me, and they probably tell me to go butt out. Mind your own business. And they would be right in telling me to do that if I was talking to them. But this is a general conversation about what my beliefs are and how strongly I feel about them. And it's just for conversational purposes. Do what you want. But do it, whatever it is. Please act responsibly. Please, 18 after on good day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store at Staples.com for details.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a 250,000 guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. Three sets of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
21 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
As you like to say, oldie, moldy, goody, goldie.
That's good, Richie. Rack of Ringo Records. This was the number one song during this week in 1991, and it is the subject of our one-hit wonder contest today. If you know who it is that's singing To Be With You, then you call us at 888-302-3684, and the winner will get a CD with lots of one-hit wonder songs on it. What does it take to be with you? Crank this up, Richie. Remember this song.
On top of one, wake up, who cares about little boys that talk too much? I've seen it all go down.
I vaguely remember this song.
Oh, I remember that time, absolutely.
Come on, baby.
You have a memory
of this. No, this is just more in my wheelhouse.
Nice. Who is this? American hard rock band hit the top of the pop charts in 91 with this song. Call us now, 888-302-DOUG. Name the one-hit wonder group. Formed in 1988 in L.A. They remained active and popular for two decades. Broke up in 2003.
Aww.
Reunited in 2008. Aww. And then they reunited last year again as well.
Dang it.
They reordered their eighth studio album. Lead singer's name is Eric Martin. Song To Be With You is the number one hit in 15 countries. But there have been no more pop singles from them here in this country.
It was a smash hit.
Yeah. Now, as I said, I vaguely remember this. What was going on with you when this was a big hit? This was way before Sex and the City, right? When Mr. Big first came on the scene?
A few years before. Not too much before, though.
I think I just gave that away, didn't I? I've been around...
That's all right. We got full phones with right answers, so you don't give away too much.
All right. Let's see. How about we go to Bob, who's listening in Kentucky. Let's find out where he is in Kentucky. Hi, Bob.
Hey there.
Where are you in Kentucky?
I'm in kind of a northwestern Kentucky near Owensboro.
Owensboro, yes. Not a bad place. But that's actually because the mountains are there. It's quite beautiful, isn't it?
No mountains here. We're west of the mountains.
Oh, you're beyond the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you're not beyond Hope, we're all set.
I drove
we're
through Kentucky
the
last
Ohio River Valley here.
Ah, okay. That's so nice and lush.
I've never been to Kentucky. What a beautiful state.
Yeah, it is. A great state.
Gorgeous.
Yep, yep. Okay, so, Bob, since I already told you what the answer was, but you knew it before, give us that one more time. Underscore the name of the group.
Mr. Big.
Mr. Big. So what do you remember about this song and how it impacted your life? What was going on with you during this time in 1991?
Oh, that was just a time when the whole acoustic movement was kind of big, you know, and Eric Clapton was coming out with acoustic stuff. And that was just kind of part of that genre at the time.
Yeah, remember MTV Unplugged?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Unplugged. And that was just kind of a big Unplugged song for them.
Wow, you have a good memory of this. You were pretty into it at the time. So were you in high school? Was that when you were in high school?
Lord, no.
No, beyond that.
No, I was finishing college.
Do you consider yourself a fan of pop music? Were you then and are you now?
Oh, really? They haven't made good music since, like, 1982.
Oh, I beg to differ.
I'll tell you, they haven't made good music since 1956. But
they just don't play it on the radio, Bob.
Richie's right. That's a problem.
There might have been a song or two
since then,
but... Yeah, a few good trips. But.
Not like time after time after time after time. All the hits were good. All right, Bob, good man. We're going to send you a CD with all these one-hit wonders on it. Happy to have you along for the ride. Hold on just a second. 28 after the hour now here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Exercising your pets when they get into those senior years. You know, as your dog or cats head into those senior years or golden years, they may not be able to run as fast or jump as high or have the stamina that they once had. Whether they're perfectly healthy or experience limited mobility as a result of a condition, it's important for pet guardians to understand their dogs' and cats' limits and create an exercise routine that all parties will enjoy. The most chronic issue seen in dogs that limits their mobility and exercise level is osteoarthritis. It's important to make sure you exercise your dog according to their level of ability. So start out gradually. A decrease in your dog's exercise tolerance can be due to decreased heart function as well. So if you notice that your dog isn't comfortable exercising, it's probably a good idea to have him checked by a vet. Exercise is just as important for our senior pets as it is for our senior humans. So go ahead, take that stroll. Maybe not a run, just that stroll. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Doug Steph and Good Day program, Molly Page, Jen back tomorrow, I think, Richie, right? Yeah.
Jen's not back until, yes, tomorrow. Come on. Thank you. About Monday, but no tomorrow.
Kenny Kessler is here. For those of you who are disappointed because you didn't hear all of the entries yesterday in our big contest, the Limerick contest we had yesterday, here's a late entry. So you'll understand what you missed yesterday. What is the old expression? If you miss a minute, you'll miss a lot. So here's from Alice Corley. My Duchess was quite the cute Westie. As friends go, she was the bestie. She'd run to the door, into my arms from the floor, and kiss me till I was all breathy. So we had a little contest yesterday for limericks about your pet. And it was a nice one. Okay? Meanwhile, back on the tracks, as it were. See where I went there, Kenny? Back on the tracks. Do we need GPS systems? Do we need positive train control systems? Or do we just need engineers that pay attention to what the heck it is that they're doing? Molly, anything new that we can scratch here in the Amtrak crash?
Well, I don't know that there's a lot new in the last few hours. What has been discovered really since yesterday was how fast the train was going. 106 miles per hour when it left the tracks. The speed limit around that curve is 50 miles per hour. The National Transportation Safety Board now on the scene. They said the data recorder and video camera in the train's front end could yield clues into what happened, but I think we kind of know what happened. Well, why it happened is what's up in the air. Yeah.
They say he actually hit the emergency brake and got it all the way down to 102 miles an hour before it actually left the tracks.
All the way down, so it dropped four miles per hour.
Yeah, he was up to 106 and then got down to 102, and he pulled the emergency brake, but he doesn't remember anything. The guy's got like 14 staples in his head, so this is going to be an issue.
His lawyer says he has a concussion. Yeah. They disclosed his age. He's 32 years old. His name is Brandon Bostain. He has been with Amtrak, according to his LinkedIn profile, for about 9 years. And he says he really doesn't remember anything. He has not talked to the police yet. He's given blood. He said he has no health issues. He had no health issues to speak of, and he was on no medication at the time of the crash.
I just heard former Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood on the local Washington, D.C. news station on the way in, basically blaming everybody and not taking any blame, because he is the guy. They have the money to install this GPS system on this stretch of track, but they used the money in other places. And then I heard another guest talk about the reason that they may have used the money in other places and not installed the GPS system in this part of Philadelphia is because coming out of that station, there are two turns within a couple of miles, a right-hand turn and then this left-hand turn after the Philadelphia Zoo. And Doug, you and I have been through this dozens and dozens of times, this part of Philly on the train.
Right.
And that because of those two turns, the train shouldn't really get up to any high speeds.
No.
Not needing GPS control.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, what is the GPS
common sense,
do?
Hello, ding, 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 ding.
Shouldn't the engineer
anybody
be
home?
Well, yeah, that's the implication, is that, you know, because of these two turns, you have to kind of keep it slow, and they wouldn't need an automated system to slow it down.
Yeah. That's a bunch of baloney. All right, anyway, so that's the latest there. Mrs. Clinton, formerly America's top diplomat, she appeared at times appropriately, from my point of view, as our top salesman for America's big companies, or anything we've got here, Secretary of State, out in the road. You need new planes? Buy Boeing. So she visited Boeing facilities around the globe, made pitches for countries that she was visiting to buy Boeing jets. As a matter of fact, during a visit to China, she boasted that more than half of the commercial jetliners operating in China were made by Boeing. She said the same thing in Russia when she was there. Use Boeing planes. They're America's standard. They're the standard of the world. And the new Russian airline at the time was acquiring Boeing jets. Was this a shameless pitch? Boeing sold planes to the Russians? Boeing sold planes to the Chinese? They got, during Mrs. Clinton's time in office, $4 or $5 billion worth of orders that are attributed to her perhaps selling the planes or telling people it's a great American country, a company, buy our planes. It happened that in 2010, after Boeing landed one of those Russian deals, shortly after, the company donated $900,000 to the Clinton Foundation. Huh. Really? And so now people say that's a dirty deal. You know what? I don't agree. I don't think it was a dirty deal at all. I don't even care, frankly. If Boeing can sell another $4 billion worth of planes and Mrs. Clinton helped, how many jobs is that? How much money? Boeing is the number one exporter of American product. Did you know that? More money is spent by foreign countries buying Boeing planes and buying anything else America makes.
You don't think that's a slippery slope where politicians personally gain from deals that they...
How is she personally gaining? The Clinton Foundation gives money to appropriate entities for charitable efforts. That's what it does.
The Clinton Foundation also pays Bill Clinton his salary.
So what? There's a lot of, there are millions of dollars in there. Another $900,000 one way or another. Who cares?
What about the $2.35 million that the Russians?
I don't care.
Really?
You care? That's fine. I don't care because we created business for Americans, American companies, American jobs.
Deal. We didn't. We lost uranium mines to the Russians.
Well, who made that deal? Mrs. Clinton?
Yeah.
Says who?
He says, everybody, look it up. There's 100 articles.
I don't want to look it up.
About how
Steve
got a $2.35 million donation to the Clinton Foundation
care.
For
I
allowing the sale of a Canadian uranium mine to the Russians.
Care. I don't care. I'm happy that Boeing made more jets. We had more American jobs.
So,
uranium mine. Where is the uranium mine?
They're all over the world. This company bought uranium, a Canadian uranium country.
How many uranium mines do we have in America? How many American jobs does it entail?
For, five, a dozen, whatever it is. Okay. But the bottom line is now Russia controls more of the uranium in the world, which is used to build nuclear weapons, nuclear power plants.
Well, that only is because Mrs. Clinton is a communist that took place.
Right. Hey, listen. If a couple of thousand jobs for Boeing is okay with you, to be able to sell uranium to the Russians,
the two are not related at all. In my mind, they may be not mine.
The pattern of personal gain for selling American assets is
Okay. You know, and nobody, no Republican has ever done that. George Bush, the father, the son, nobody has ever done anything like that. Take a look at the Carlisle.
It's political gain. It's political gain.
That's what they do.
All go to jail
But every politician in the world.
Does that make it okay?
It doesn't make it right.
But you're saying it does.
No, I'm not. You didn't hear me say that.
You said you don't care.
No, I don't. I said I didn't care. That didn't mean that I was right.
Okay.
I'm right for me.
Let's move along.
You might have something else that
you'll never win this
agree
with. Let's go.
This is my program. I'll continue to talk about it as long as I want to.
Go ahead.
And it happens that I've said what I want to say anyway.
No.
And because I want to get to something more important, the American Idol winner from last night. That's very important. We've got to get to that in a moment after we sell some super beats. Here, but
you've had your super beats, haven't you?
I don't agree. Yes, I have.
You're all wound up.
I am. I don't agree with you at all.
Okay.
And so that'll be the final word on it, and we'll keep moving.
I'm shocked that you don't agree, but that's okay.
I don't have to agree with you on everything.
I know.
I don't have to agree with Molly on everything. I don't have to agree with Kenny on everything. I don't have to agree. Sometimes I don't even agree with myself. There's been more than one occasion. What's the matter with you, Trump? You don't remember me disagreeing with myself or contradicting myself over the years? You've been listening to me for 18 years. You haven't heard me disagree or counter.
I think if you took the word Boeing out of the story and replaced it with Walmart, you would be upside down screaming.
But you may be right. But fortunately for all of us, Walmart doesn't make airplanes.
Yes.
All right. How about some super beats so that you can be like me when you grow up, all charged up and ready to grow. I think the reason I survived my hour and a half in yoga last night, it was hot yoga, is because I had my super beets, Richie.
Yeah.
Super beets, the beetroot juice used by Olympic athletes for stamina.
I was so tired yesterday and took my super beets yesterday afternoon. I had my last spoonful of it. I'm officially out now.
Oh, you better get
that. And I was able to go to my taekwondo class last night. I had the energy to go.
Uh-huh. There you go. So you and I both did well last night because we'd had our super beets. According to the American Heart Association, Americans age 40 and over don't produce enough nitric oxide. And so you need more so that the blood gets around to your body. That's when nitric oxide opens up your arteries and veins so the blood flows to all the areas of your body that it needs to go to. The organs, your muscles, your brain, every place. And so super beets enable that to happen in a wonderfully pleasant way. Tastes good, works well, lots of energy as a result of super beets. So if you want to be just like me when you grow up, and pretty much everybody who listens to this program says that they want to be just like me when they grow up. That's what Richie is aspiring to. He wants to be just like me.
Just like you.
When he grows up. So, Richie, you can call this number now and get your renewal for super beets. 800-655-4183. Or I understand from my spies at Radio America, yesterday somebody caught you looking at DougLikesBeats.com.
I look at it all the time.
DougLikesBeats.com is another way for you to get Super Beats. 800-655-4183. You get a 30-day supply free with your regular order. You get the book that explains explaining the beet whole deal, and then free shipping too. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats, or go online to DougLikesBeats.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Alright, let's get to the television news. American Idol has crowned its 14th season champion in the name of Nick Fratiani. 29 years old from Guilford, Connecticut. Had better performance than Clark Beckham of Tennessee. He joins Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, Philip Phillips, Chris Allen. And so there's one more winner next year. Next year will be the last year of American Idol. So I'm listening. Richie, what do you have there? I want to just listen to this guy. I watched it for a little while last night.
Sing?
Yeah, just okay. A little bit.
Up. We got so much to say. We got someone to love. We got good friends. It's so good to us. And haters can hate. And fakers can front. So we try to live.
Of course, he's a little excited about this wedding, so.
Right.
Yeah. For all.
Alright, so deserves congratulations.
My wife watches both this and The Voice.
Yeah.
And she is a little bit upset that it's going away and that she loves the judges.
Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban, Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah, she really likes them as opposed to the old set of judges. Yeah. Randy and Simon and all that stuff.
Yeah, really.
But she likes The Voice better. I think she prefers The Voice.
Alright, so let's see here. Best ratings for American Idol. The first season, 30 million people watched each one of the shows.
It was a monster.
And now it averages about 9 million viewers. That's still not bad.
It's still good.
It's run its course. It's run its course, though. The creator of SNL is not looking forward to David Letterman's last show. Lauren Michaels says after 33 years of late night talk, seeing David Letterman go away will be a difficult thing to watch. That's because there's nothing left. The people who are doing late night shows now stink.
Well, so does David Letterman.
Well, but he doesn't stink the same way.
Angry, crotchety old man.
But there's an audience for that, Rich.
Me. I like angry, crotchety old men.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's not funny anymore.
Doug.
No.
Back to you.
Excuse me? Hey, wait a minute.
You fit in perfect here.
You're a little young for that in the terms of experience here. Bradley Cooper is going to appear in a TV show called Limitless. Anybody know anything about that?
No, but
I was a movie a few years ago that he was in.
Called Limitless, so there's a television show that's going to, CBS is going to pick up with a new show where the movie left off, and Cooper is going to reprise.
But that's the trend. Right. All these movie stars want these 9-to-5,
right?
200, get my 200th episode in, and I sit back and fat and happy for life.
By the way, Jay Leno says he's not going to appear in the David Letterman program. Apparently there was some outreach asking him if he wanted to be on, and he said it was a lovely offer, but I decided not to do it.
Yeah, beat it on, man.
51 after.
Yeah.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Song. Money pit. Bunga, 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 bunga. Who's you wanna booba doo? All right. So, Tommy the K is here. He's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard on hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of radio stations every weekend all around the country with advice. He is back from the National Hardware Show. And there are a lot of things that I would like to know, including how much sleep did you get when you were at the National Hardware Show. I'm guessing you probably didn't get a lot, right?
We don't get a lot of sleep, though, because, I mean, seriously, this is like a million square feet of floor space to cover. And the hardware show, despite its name, has more than hardware. It basically is everything that you might see in a home center. I mean, from cushions to caulk, it's there.
Okay.
And so we get a chance to kind of check out what the new and upcoming products are on the market. And, you know, there's some real innovation there, some things that maybe you didn't think about before, some new technologies. I found, you know, a lot of times we talk about people that are concerned about mold in their homes, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to get sick from mold. And typically, if you were going to test for mold, you had to have a pro come in and take a sample, send it out to a lab, wait, you know, a couple of weeks, and then find out what you got. So there's these guys now called My Healthful Home, and they came up with a five-minute mold test kit a little while ago, and they put this on Amazon. It's now the fastest-selling mold test kit on Amazon. Literally, you can take a swab of the suspected areas in your home and do the test yourself. In a matter of 5 minutes, you'll know if you have toxic mold, and it's so accurate that it basically screens out the less harmful molds, like the kind that grow in your refrigerator, and only reports on the ones that make you sick.
You know,
wow.
I'm really amazed at the number. You know, I do this program, or a part of the program is focused on inventors and entrepreneurs and stuff. Matter of fact, I wouldn't mind having you on later on if you're available in a couple of hours to spend a few minutes with the guys and me talking about what you saw. They were at the show as well, my partners, Akos and John, in the My Cool Inventions thing, and they had some great stories. And I'd like to sort of compare notes because we have this thing in America that is not enough of a focus for me anyway. I think we ought to be really touting some of the people like you ran across at the hardware show, come up with some of those new ideas. The one you just explained, there is a business there that's been created out of it's kind of nothing, right? I mean, you see all of these things, these great ideas. Go ahead.
This is an application of science that these guys actually were in a business of creating test kits to detect biowarfare. Mm-hmm. And so they would give these to first responders, and if they could go into a suspected area, they could tell quickly if they were facing a biowarfare agent. They took that same technology and applied it to detecting harmful molds in your home. So, you know, you can see this thing on Amazon. It's the 5-minute mold test, the Helpful Home 5-minute mold test kit.
But you know what I'm talking about. There's all of this stuff that's so exciting to see that Americans are coming up with this sort of stuff, and we're doing well by marketing it and selling it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like the fact that it was sort of military technology reapplied to domestic use.
Yeah, right.
A couple other things I saw that I think you might enjoy. So, when we have weeds that come up through sidewalks and cracks and pavers and stuff, so Burns-O-Matic, right? This is the company that makes the torches.
Right.
So they have now a lawn and garden torch, which basically takes the propane canister, puts it up at the top of sort of a candy cane shaped pipe, and then 36 inches down later, the flame comes out. So you walk around your you know areas where the weeds are, and you can torch the weeds.
Okay, you want to know where that comes from? You want to know how that originated? A farmer, I know this because I had one of these. It wasn't a single. I and another guy who's a farmer here invested, I think it was about $1,400. And what has been developed is a weed burner that you can put on the back of the tractor, and it's propane, and it has four jets on it that are exactly what you've just described, and you bring it along the row of corn or tomatoes or whatever it is that you want to get rid of the weed, and it burns the weeds. It doesn't burn the plant. It burns the weeds from the middle of where you cultivate. As a fascinating thing, I always thought that it would burn up the products, but it doesn't. So it's that technology's fascinating.
Yeah, really interesting technology that enables you to do that without harming everything around it.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah. So that's something that where can you get
the root
that?
Too?
Yeah, no, that's what it is. It burns the root. Gets the heat burns the root up. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, Doug. Rich, it's not just burning the top. It actually reaches down and kind of vaporizes the root.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so there's a number of things. I'm sure that you can find out more about it on MoneyPit.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.